My name is Galen Papkov, and on September 11th, 2001, I was working in New York City as an actuarial analyst for Watson Wyatt Worldwide. We were near Bryant Park on 40th Street and 5th Avenue, which is just a few blocks north of the Empire State Building. And it was a beautiful day. I don't think there was a cloud in the sky. I remember getting to work a little early for a team meeting and just waiting for others to join in. And slowly as people started to roll in, news started to spread and someone came in and asked, "Oh, have you heard that a plane crashed into a Twin Tower?" And of course I hadn't heard that. And I remember thinking, "Oh man, what an idiot. How could they not see this huge building in front of them? There aren't even clouds blocking their way." And then a few minutes later, someone came in again and pointed out that that building had fallen. And at that point, things started to go very quickly downhill. The company canceled the meeting, closed down the office, encouraged everyone to try to get out of the city if they can. And I was living in Long Island at the time. And so my girlfriend, who also was working at the same company, she happened to travel to the Stamford, Connecticut office that day. And I wasn't sure if she managed to get out. And so when all of this happened, I ran downstairs, ran across to Bryant Park, tried to find a payphone because cell phones weren't working. They were just overwhelmed. And the payphone line I found at a restaurant nearby ended up having a huge, huge line. And so I gave up on that. And as I walked back across Fifth Avenue, the second tower, which was standing when I first crossed, no longer was. It had fallen, and this huge plume of smoke was just coming up towards me. It was a few miles north, and so it didn't make it to me, but I could just see this massive, you know, plume and a lack of a building that had been there for years. At this point, I began running to Grand Central Station to catch a train because I heard rumors that the mayor was going to close down all transportation in and out of the city. And so I managed to catch the very last train before that came to pass. And I remember as the train was departing and we crossed the river, I was able to look out back at New York City. And it struck me that it was really odd that the two buildings that were there for many years that I would always look for weren't there anymore. From this point on, for the next few weeks, what I saw really made me happy and sad. I saw that the people of New York City, who typically have a reputation of being rough and elusive, you know, kind of with an attitude of, you know, leave me alone, mind your own business, suddenly were really warm and loving and were there to try to help people, offering their cell phones, asking if anyone needed help. There were longer lines than normal at blood banks. And so they were really coming together. And at the other end of the spectrum, there were also those that suddenly had intense hatred for Muslims, even if they were living right there in New York City. And so police had to protect those people, you know, because they hadn't done anything wrong, and yet people were taking their anger and frustration on them. And unfortunately, to my dismay, this attitude of lovingness really only lasted for maybe about 2 or 3 weeks. But I do remember just feeling that everyone was really terrified of what was going on and saddened and there to help when the time came.